If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message.
What question do you need an answer for? A dilemma, a problem? Get your text in now for Text Roulette. It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. And this is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. A lot of weekend texts that came in. Mm-hmm. We see them here. I've even been responding to some of these people wondering like, hey, I need more info. All right, let's spin the wheel. Let's see.
All right.
What are we going to land on?
Mm-hmm.
10.
Okay, I was secretly hoping we were going to land on this text.
Oh, sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What is it?
Because I have been messaging with this person.
All right.
And this is a really heartfelt question. Here it is. I'm having an issue with my sister. I have not spoken to her in 7 months. She kicked me and my husband out of her house the day of my dad's funeral. I've been wanting to reach out. Not sure. No, I saw this come into the text line, and a lot of times, I mean, if you're texting, you know I'm texting back with a lot of you, and I said, why did they kick you out? The response was, she thinks that my husband and I did something to mom over 20 years ago, which never happened. Huh. And of course, I'm like, is your mom in the picture? And what does she think that you did? The response, no. She passed on October 11th of 2021.
Okay.
She thought that we asked her to refinance her house to pay our truck off. And that didn't happen. So again, the original question is, she and her sister have not spoken in 7 months. It sounds like there's a lot of he said, she said stuff going on and accusations. Both parents have since passed away.
And money involved.
And money involved.
So the sister says, anyway.
And thinks. So the mixed listener, again, we don't know if it's a brother or a sister, but the mixed listener has been wanting to reach out to the sister that has not spoken to them in 7 months. And they've texted here, not sure, meaning, is it a good or bad idea to reach out? I'm always going to say reach out. Family is important. And if you are throwing this out there for people to give their input, you've thought enough on it. Recognize, though, sister may come out swinging. And I don't know, maybe in this case, maybe literally.
Sister is going to come out swinging. That's what I was going to just mention. Like,
separation,
are you sure?
Is a good thing. But these are siblings who have lost both of their parents. You should try to connect with one another. We were just at a funeral over the weekend. And we saw a lot of family members that we haven't seen in a while. It's on my husband's side of the family. And so many of them have said, gosh, too much time has gone past.
I say
we
that
need
all
to
time,
connect.
Right?
We need to connect more.
It's the biggest thing that people say at funerals.
You know, my mother-in-law is one of 9 siblings, and now there's only 3 left.
Man.
And I'm watching the 3 of them, her sister and brother, all holding hands as they're getting ready to bury their brother. And it's emotional. And you think about, man, life is so short. And that's that's literally what funerals are there to connect, but also reflect, because that's your time to think about how limited your time is here on Earth and to use that time wisely. And so I would say, reach out to the sister. You might have to really own it or wear it and take that for what it is. But if you want to connect, somebody has to be the hero in this situation.
But
to
how?
Move past this.
See, that's the thing. You can say all you want. Yeah, reach out. Sure, of course. Everyone looks at this story, listens to this story, mixed family. And sure, that's the right thing to do. How do you go about doing this? What do you say to convince that person, hey, look, we need to talk?
That is a really good question
to
ask.
That's what we need to help.
So if we've decided that you need to talk to the sibling, how do you do it?
How?
Do you just show up at their front doorstep?
No, you don't.
Well, then you show up to their work.
You got
to
kind of like, you know, put those little
morsels
out there.
Maybe you know what their Starbucks order is, and you could talk to the barista and be like, all right, I know she pulls into the drive-thru about 7:35. I'm going to pop out of the door and be like, here's your caramel macchiato. And write a little note on the cup that says, can we talk?
Awkward.
And I bought your drink for you.
Can we
just
talk?
Just like you had somebody pay off your truck. No, that never happens, sis.
Is your drink done yet? Can we talk? That's what it says. Can we talk on the caramel macchiato? Venti, right here.
You're right, Radar. You're right to shift gears, though, and turn this into...
Sure.
You have a family member not talking to you. How do you get them to talk to you?
A lot of people out there are mixed family. We've had this before. We've had these text messages. I've had this in my family numerous times where it comes and goes in waves. Kind of like that song. It's like, we're not talking. Yes, we are. No, we're not. Yes, we are. How do you handle this? How do you do it? Because if you've been through this, you'll say, hey, this is what worked for me. Hopefully. 414.
You have an estrangement with a relative.
Yeah.
How did you finally extend the olive branch? I do remember there was a friend of mine. We kind of had a falling out after college, and she... Old school, she mailed a letter. And I thought that was really sweet. And it sat on my island for a couple days and then finally opened it. And it was extremely heartfelt. And I was ready to reach out. And we've been besties again ever since.
Is that what happened with you? How can we get these two to talk? Haven't spoken to my sister in how long?
7 months.
7 months.
After she kicked the sibling and the husband out of the house the day of the dad's funeral.
During the funeral, yeah. 414-432-1099.
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up, but first, a quick break from our sponsors.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's text roulette, maybe the most texts we have gotten this morning based on the question that we received from a Mix listener. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. And a really heartfelt situation. The question was, I'm having an issue with my sister. I have not spoken to her in 7 months. She kicked me and my husband out of her house the day of my dad's funeral. I've been wanting to reach out to her. Not sure. I asked some follow-up questions. Why'd they kick you out? She thinks my husband and I did something to mom over 20 years ago, which never happened. Then I followed up with, is your mom in the picture? And what does she think you did? The response, no. She passed in October of 2021. She thought that we asked her to refinance her house to pay our truck off, which didn't happen.
So the sister thought there was money involved. And not for her.
Right.
So she's upset
right,
about this.
Right.
But it didn't happen.
No. And we have a lot of messages that have come in here to the Siding Unlimited text line. And there's just so many to get through here. Here's one that says, family is not just a thing. It's everything. And if this person wants to reach out, then they should. Talk it out. Bygones should be bygones. Especially from something so long ago. Here's another one. Learning what I've learned in life. Reach out. My brother and I didn't talk for 12 years and just recently reconnected because of our father's passing. Don't waste and lose time like him and I did and the time I lost with my family.
Wow.
Because especially my father, because of the situation. Here's one that says, have them write a letter. Another message, call them up. Trish, thank you for leaving your name. Text it in. Text her and ask to get together for lunch to talk. Maybe get a therapist involved. There's suggestions here as well. Another person that says, absolutely do not call. What a heartless person.
So some people are saying, yeah, work on it. Others are saying, yeah, heartless. We're done. Why waste your time?
We've got some calls to get to here on the phone.
This is Sean. What did you want to say?
I'm actually estranged from both sides of my family.
Oh, my gosh.
My father left me when I was very young. And pretty much when both of my grandparents from his side had passed away and they wouldn't tell me about that is when I pretty much just said, I'm not done. And so there's a certain point with people that sometimes you just have to reach a point and you're just done. So many times you get hurt and things like that. Like, you just can't keep allowing yourself to be that victim.
And you tried to reach out to your family?
Many times.
Yeah?
Many times. Over the years. Since I was like 5 years old. I'm 46 now, so... And then I'm actually afraid from my mother and my brother and my daughter.
Okay, now wait a minute, though. I've got to ask you a question, though.
It's two totally different situations, but it's pretty fucked up. They all left me.
Okay, but what do you think the reason is here? Because if you're the common denominator in this whole situation, like, what's going on?
Well, I can't speak for my dad, because that's his whole situation. That's a whole other... But with my family, my daughter was living with us again after... bouncing in and out, probably about 4 or 5 times, bouncing between my house and my mother's house.
Your daughter was?
The last time, and the last time she left my house was when she had me arrested.
For what?
How could she have you arrested?
She had me arrested for yelling at her, and she thought I was going to hit her, and I stumbled and tripped over all her stuff in her room, and like fell on her. Well, okay. she went to my brother's house and then told them all I was beating her.
Man, there's a lot to unpack there. So is it that everybody in your family is a little hard-headed? They like to stand their ground? Nobody wants to discuss things? Or
Yeah, pretty much.
And you kind of feel, are you the same way?
I've done, no. It's just kind of the point where, like I said, sometimes people will hurt you over and over and over again, whether they're family or not, whether they mean to or not. I mean, really, whether they mean to or not, you just can't allow yourself to be that victim of constantly being hurt or feeling like you're going to cry every single day.
Oh, my gosh.
Missing people and missing the things that you miss from your family because they've all left you.
Oh, wow.
One brother or one sibling, the rest of them can follow. And that's exactly what they do.
Well, and for this mixed listener that reached out also in a situation too, you know, everyone's saying reach out. But like what you're saying is they may not give you the response that you want. And then you have to take that information and handle it the way that you see fit. How are you working through all of these, this emotional situation that you're in? I mean, this has completely changed your life and likely changed who you are as a person because of all of this. What are you doing to get through it?
I have complex PTSD because of my family.
Are you getting help with it?
Oh, yeah. But that doesn't mean it goes away. The pain doesn't go away. It's still there.
Right, right. It's something that's a part of you. But you know what, though? It doesn't have to define you. It really doesn't. Like, you right. have the ability to have the life that you want and put mm-hmm. people in it right. that you feel are going to support you and love you and build you up. Again, right or wrong, they have their side, you have their right. side. The truth's probably somewhere in the middle.
Right, exactly.
But your friends can also be family, too.
Exactly. Your family can be what you make of it.
Yeah.
And do you have support? Do you have friends that are really close to you?
I have a fiance, and then my son just moved back home full time with me. So it's nice to have my son and my fiance.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. You have those two to lean on.
Well,
absolutely.
My gosh, did this take courage and guts for you to call and pour your heart out and share your story? And you know, there's no judgment here with this, because like we said, family dynamics mm-hmm. are complex right. and everybody's got yeah. their version of things, but we are right. glad to hear that you have a support system and that you are doing what you need to do and can do, which is you can only control yourself to move on and right. move past this.
And nobody can judge you that's listening, because hey, they're not in your shoes. They haven't been through what you've been through. We just feel really bad for you.
Well, and one of the things that someone in my family a long time ago had told me is, if you draw two circles and intertwine them in the middle, that's one person in one circle and you're in another. You can only control what's in your circle. When those two circles intercross, you're only responsible for that small portion or that amount between the two of you.
Yeah,
yeah, that's very true.
If it's a give and take, you can give so much, but if all they're doing is taking... There is a point in time when you just need to be, I need to do for myself.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm telling
absolutely.
You what. The Mel Robbins book, Let Them theory is a great read and eye-opening. Yeah. And it talks a lot about what you are addressing right now. And maybe something to consider for yourself if you're into reading or audiobooks. But wow, great. You've really said a lot here. And there's people that needed to hear this message. And we're wrapping our arms around you and hoping for all good things in the future. But keep working on you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay. And call again anytime.
Thank you.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.